Democrats and Republicans have clashed in a day-long televised debate over US President Barack Obama's plan to overhaul healthcare in the country. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
A high-stakes bipartisan summit on healthcare reform in the U.S. has ended without a solid agreement, but with U.S. President Barack Obama challenging Republicans to make more compromises.
I've put on the table now some things that I didn't come in here saying I supported, but that I was willing to work with potential Republican sponsors on. I'd like the Republicans to do a little soul-searching and find out, are there some things that you'd be willing to embrace that get to this core problem of 30 million people without health insurance and dealing seriously with the pre-existing condition issue.
The president insisted that two core issues must be addressed, covering more than 30 million Americans without health insurance and preventing insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. But he admitted he wasn't sure if the parties could close the gap, and he ended the meeting saying he wouldn't approve the Republican plan for reform, had no intention of scrapping his own plan, and leaving open the option of pushing a bill through Congress. It's been suggested that Democrats, who no longer have their 60-seat supermajority in the Senate, might use the controversial tactic known as reconciliation, a loophole that would allow them to pass legislation with a simple 51-vote majority. And President Obama defended the possibility of pushing health care legislation through with no Republican support. The White House also has a scaled-back alternative plan it could push if a more comprehensive approach fails. It would extend coverage to about 15 million Americans rather than the 31 million envisioned by the larger plan. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.